Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, she goes by the name Tester will not be reelected on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. And she had a great tweet that she shared yesterday afternoon on the Montana Politics hashtag. She wrote this, Peter Ducey in for the win. And she shared a tweet from Nick Sartor. Fox's Peter Ducey just roasted Karine Jean-Pierre for her and the White House's continued violent rhetoric, and KJP got ticked. Let's listen to a little bit of this back and forth because that listener in Eastern Montana was exactly right. Peter Ducey absolutely nailed it.
2 days since somebody allegedly tried to kill Donald Trump again. And you're here at the podium in the White House briefing room calling him a threat. How many more assassination attempts on Donald Trump until the president and the vice president and you pick a different word to describe Trump other than threat?
Peter, if anything from this administration, I actually completely disagree with the premise of your question, the question that you're asking. It is also incredibly dangerous in the way that you're asking it, because American people are watching.
It's dangerous that Peter Ducey is asking a question, is questioning them and their violent rhetoric. Boy, haven't we heard this before? That if you question their policies, which have got us on the brink of World War III, by the way, if you question their school lockdowns, if you question their mask mandates, if you question your government, whether it's a local county health official or a spokesperson at the White House, that you are the one being dangerous. Not them, not their policies, which have got us on the brink of World War III that has caused this massive inflation all across America. No, you, the American people, are the danger. That's what KJP is saying right there. Peter Ducey also filed this report for Fox News Radio.
President Trump says rhetoric from President Biden and Vice President Harris is the reason that people keep trying to shoot him. White House officials dispute that, and they have no plans to stop calling him a threat to democracy. But at the same time, they are warning about dangerous political rhetoric. How can both of these things be true at the same time? Tone down the rhetoric, but also refer to the former president as a threat to democracy. I had a chance to shout a question to President Biden in the Oval Office from close distance about whether or not he thinks Democratic lawmakers need to stop using the word threat to describe Trump. President Biden did not answer.
Yeah, speaking of threats to democracy, the Montana Democrat Party is still trying to get a Green Party candidate booted off the ballot here in Montana. But if you saw my tweet yesterday, they were rebuffed by the Montana Supreme Court. I'll get to that story maybe later on in the 9 o'clock hour. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app if you've got a quick message you want to share as well. We'll start with the callers right after this.
Securing America.
Whether Americans feel secure or not amidst a significant rise in hate crimes was one of the big questions raised during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing Tuesday. Committee Chairman, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
The FBI's most recent national hate crime statistics document, 11,634 hate crimes, the highest number since the FBI began reporting data.
That was in 2022 and represented a 99% rise in hate crimes since 2015. Witness Maya Berry, co-chair of the Hate Crimes Task Force, for the Leadership Conference for Civil and Human Rights.
Because we are on a very basic level, all in one community, with one another, hate crimes impact our entire country.
The rise in anti-Semitic hate crimes was a main topic, with witness Mark Goldfeder testifying, that's just a starting point.
They are coming for you next. Just ask them, they aren't shy.
Kevin Uletsky, Fox News.
All right, heads up for the ballot initiatives that will be on your ballot this November. Former University of Montana constitutional law professor Rob Nadelson did a full legal analysis of CI 128, the radical abortion initiative that will be on your ballot here in Montana this fall. Sounds like it's about much more than abortion. We've got that full legal analysis now posted. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, public forums will take place in Carbon County. They're listed as well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, it's 52 degrees and cloudy in Kalispell. It's 48 degrees and cloudy in Butte. 47 and cloudy in Bozeman. 56 degrees and light rain in Great Falls. It is pouring down. It is dumping rain in Billings. And I think it's been dumping rain consistently since at least, Travis, what would you say, 2 o'clock, 3, overnight? All morning long it has been dumping rain in Billings. In fact, as I look out our Montana Talk studio windows here, I think of this song. This is the song that's been playing in the back of my mind here this morning. That song came out in 1989. Now, I studied journalism in college, so you guys tell me, did I do the math right here? Is that 35 years old? That song is 35 years old. Can you believe that? That song by Phil Collins. All right, let's jump into the big news of the day. Let's jump into your phone calls. I mentioned one of our listeners. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected on X. Well, she's now on the phone lines with us. Great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in from Eastern Montana.
Well, hello, Aaron. Good morning, and good morning, Montana. I'm going to cut right to business this morning. John Tester has built his career attacking veterans. He started in 2006 when he was running against the Honorable Marine Corps veteran, Conrad Burns, God rest his soul. Tester's using tribes and tribal corporations to attack our Montana veterans. Tester is bullying the Montana Veterans Association, coercing vets to vote for Tester, basically making voting for Tester a condition of business and leases. This is truly Tester's last stand. Tester is using a group called All Nations and a lawyer, Isaac Cantor, whose son was one of the key leaders that filed a lawsuit against our state for climate change. He's now bullying our veterans, ending leases and contracts. Now, get this. The Veterans Association was served with a lawsuit on September 11th, Aaron, basically damaging the get-out-the-vote efforts by our veterans. So here are some key points. John Tester built his career attacking veterans from 2006 all the way to now and with Tim Sheehy. This is a pattern behavior. John Tester is using tribes and tribal corporations to attack veterans. John Tester is bullying and coercing Vet Association and Native vets to vote for Tester. Numerous sworn affidavits will be made public very soon. Lawyers are trying to use the courts to put a gag order on the veterans who are sounding the alarms. Tester is the chairman of the Veteran Affairs Senate Committee and is using his position to intimidate veterans via lawfare to win this election. Now, a group has broken into the Vets Association headquarters twice, stole $2,000 worth of vet hunting equipment, and tried to get their voter records. And this is an ongoing investigation. Tester will bully every veteran and every Native American veteran for votes. He's already been smearing Tim Sheehy with lies, citing stolen valor, smearing him as a racist. So let's talk about right now a few points of what we know about the VA right now. We know veteran benefits monies from VA are missing and have been used for illegals. VA nurses were sent down to the border from this, our state of Montana. The VA announced a $15 billion shortfall. The VA is now stating disabled American vets may not receive their checks. The VA wasted hundreds of millions rehiring with back pay, thousands of useless employees fired during Trump's first term. The VA wasted hundreds of millions on illegal immigrants' health care that was intended for veterans, and the VA has wasted millions on bonuses for senior executives. This is a developing story, Aaron, and when I'm able to share more information with Montana, I will. But basically, long and the short, Tester's using leases as a condition of business as long as they vote for Tester. So I want to thank you very much for your time in allowing me to report this story. And God bless America and God bless our veterans. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, you're the spouse of a veteran as well, right? Is that... Do I remember that right?
Yes, I am. And yeah. My father's a veteran and my grandpa's a veteran. And I just have a heart for our most precious warriors.
Well, thanks for that, by the way, and thanks to all the you know, veteran spouses out there as well that are still in the fight and, you know, were back home while their service member was in the fight, et cetera. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, and let our friends at the Montana Veterans Association know that once they're willing and able to go public with these allegations, they can join us here on the show as well. I did see some information. I think MVA was posting some information about this via X, but I haven't been able to independently confirm myself. But yeah, certainly our phone lines are open to them if they want to send us more details via email or through the Montana Talks app. A couple of things that stand out to me from her phone call there. One, I just mentioned, I've seen some tweets out there from the MVA, so I'm interested in hearing more and finding out more. But the second thing that stands out, we've had a couple Native American callers this week who have raised similar concerns about what's taking place with these left-wing white guy special interest groups on the reservation.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, we had a couple callers earlier this week. One, a self-described Native American man from Wolf Point, Montana, on the Fort Peck Reservation. And then we had another caller from Great Falls, who is Blackfeet Nation. I think originally from the Browning area, if I remember right, called in. But it was interesting what both of them had to say. But I'll mention in particular what the caller from Wolf Point had to say. It's interesting because you think about it. The reservations here in Montana right now are being flooded. Not by the rain that's, coming down outside my studio windows. Right, they're being flooded. Flooded with fentanyl. Flooded with methamphetamines. Flooded with Mexican drug cartel operatives as a result of John Tester's wide open southern border and his failed border policies. But you notice they haven't gotten any federal law enforcement support out of John Tester in the last 3.5 years, even though he holds the key to all the power back in Washington right now in the Senate and with his buddies at the White House. But he couldn't deliver the Keystone Pipeline. He wouldn't deliver more federal law enforcement resources to our reservations. But he delivered a bunch of drug cartel operatives, meth and fentanyl with his border policies. But what the gentleman in Wolf Point said, I thought was very interesting. He said, man, we are just being flooded with a bunch of messages. We're being flooded with political ads. We've got all these shady political groups operating on the reservations right now. And the point that, if I'm summarizing it right, that he made is like, basically we have these organizations that are funded by these white guys from across the country, these left-wing white guys, you know, people like George Soros, for example, that are funding these groups to come here and tell us as Native Americans what to think, who to vote for. And so isn't that interesting when you think about it? about the fact that tied in with our last caller and what she had to say here is that the Democrats truly believe that the only chance they have to win this election is by getting out the vote on the reservations among in Indian country, even though their policies have been absolutely destructive for Indian country. The inflation, if you live in Lodge Grass, you've got one great grocery store, which is great that you've got a grocery store. But how many grocery stores are there in Billings? How many grocery stores are there in Bozeman, right? And so the point being is that you have to pay more for energy prices, and you have to travel greater distances. If you're in Kalispell or Billings right now, you can drive right down the road, and you got a bunch of grocery stores, a bunch of different gas stations. You got a bunch of options. Now, inflation is up across the board because of the inflationary spending by John Tester. But at least you have more options. If you live out in Indian country, you have to drive further to get your kids to school, to get to the grocery store, and then you have fewer options because you live in rural Montana, like other rural Montanans, right? And then on top of that, John Tester is flooding your reservation with drug cartel operatives, and which have been so destructive. Deaths on our reservations, destructive addiction, the crime as a result. And John Tester and the Democrats are responsible for all of this. But yet here you're also now being flooded by these phony political operatives telling you to vote for the very same guy whose policies are killing your reservations. And that's where this guy was coming from, is he's saying, man, we are being lied to. Even some of what he said was, this is him saying this. He said, even some of our own leaders are lying to us right now. I thought that was very interesting. And I wonder if the Democrats are pressing too hard, and more folks on the reservations are seeing through it. I just found that interesting. One other thing I would add before I get to our next caller here on the phone lines, one other thing I would add is that with regard to veterans and John Tester attacking veterans for political purposes, our own George Blackard used to be the vice commander for the entire state American Legion here in Montana. And he will tell you, he's told this story on the radio before, that he wasn't even speaking out politically. He wasn't speaking out Republican or Democrat. Now he's speaking freely, as you know, right? But back then, he simply raised questions about some troubling circumstances going on at a local VA. And as a result of questioning the VA bureaucracy, John Tester and his political operatives in Helena, that John Tester embedded in the VA, started politically targeting George Blackard and tried to tarnish his reputation, not just within the VA, but at his own private health care providers. That's how much John Tester is willing to attack veterans, not just to protect himself, but to protect the federal government bureaucracy. It's twisted is what it is. 406-294-0970. Let's go to Brian in Billings. Brian, what's on your mind this morning?
Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Hey, there's an article that came out late yesterday out of KPAX saying, or it's written that there's a petition going on in the Sealy Swan Valley to secede from Missoula County. And basically the article said that their taxes were high and their roads and bridges were being ignored. And I thought it was really interesting, and I was just hoping you could opine on that, and maybe we could even have some Sealy residents give their opinions.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially if we bring that up in the 9 o'clock hour when our listeners in Missoula on KMPT jump in on the conversation. But I'll bet you we got some Sealy Swan folks even listening in on the KJJR app right now. Actually, man, that's a pretty good signal out of Kalispell that we might be getting some folks right now. No, thanks for flagging that. I hadn't even seen that story yet. Here we go. Sealy Swan Valley residents start petition seeking secession from Missoula County. Do you remember when Marilyn and Lolo called into the show? And I asked her about this effort because Lolo, Montana, also wants to get the heck out of Well, not Dodge. They want to get the heck out of Missoula County as well for some of the same reasons. They're being overtaxed and they're not getting the services. And they're like, hey, we'd rather be a part of Ravalli County. And Seeley Swan, what are they thinking? I think they're thinking they want to be a part of Lake County, or at least maybe even Powell County, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. What do you think about it?
I can't blame them. I mean, for sure. Because their surrounding counties are taxes are much lower, and the article even points out that they're not as extravagant.
Yeah.
As Missoula is.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what, if I was one of those folks, I mean, think about it, even within the city of Missoula itself, I've got friends and family that live pretty much, it's part of urban Missoula, but they're technically outside of the city limits. They're in the county. And, and they definitely do not want to be a part of the official city of Missoula city limits because, man, the massive tax hikes they'll face, the loss in services they would likely face. So they don't want to get swallowed up by the city of Missoula. And then, our friends, we got listeners in Lolo and Seeley Swan, who are saying, hey, the Missoula County Commission now, all three Democrats, if you live in the Missoula city and county, your taxes are going up another 20% now, basically, if you live in the city of Missoula, when you combine the tax hikes there. It's just crazy. It is mob rule is what is taking place in Missoula County right now. And the folks in Seeley Swan are saying, hey, we're tired of mob rule. We want to have rights again. We want to have a voice again.
Yeah, I definitely don't miss my Missoula taxes.
Oh, you lived in Missoula for a while, huh?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I was I think it's your cousin Carol was my good neighbor there.
Oh, cool. Hey, very cool. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen, I think she was my dad's cousin. Yeah.
Right.
Well, very cool. Well, thanks for bringing up this this topic of conversation because, I wrote a story on our Montana Talks website a little over a month ago. August 14th, go to MontanaTalks.com. Here was the opening question. Is it about time for Lolo, Montana to secede from Missoula County? And I wrote this at the time. Believe me, there are locals in Lolo that are not that loco about being part of Missoula County anymore. And we had a phone call from Marilyn and Lolo back then. And in the very last 30 seconds of our conversation, I think she had called in about another topic, but I had mentioned how I was, chatting with Missoula City Council member Sandy Vasica. And then as the show wrapped up, I said, hey, what about that effort to get Lolo to secede from Missoula County? And then I got a great follow-up message from State Representative Lynn Hellegard. She's a Republican a lawmaker out of Missoula, and she said that several years ago, Condon wanted to become part of Lake County. And then she added that residents of Lolo asked her to carry a bill so that they could become part of Ravalli County. That legislation from a prior legislative session was House Bill 789. So if this is something folks are interested in, look up House Bill 789 from the Montana legislature, draft legislation to allow places like Seeley Lake, the Seeley Swan, places like Lolo to secede from Missoula County and become part of another county that maybe won't raise their taxes as much and maybe might actually listen to them and their concerns. So, Brian, great topic of conversation. I'll have to bring that one back up later on in the 9 o'clock hour so that I'm sure Marilyn and Lolo, for example, might have the details on who is gathering these petitions and how folks can sign on to it. We also got Governor Greg Gianforte joining us later on in the 9 o'clock hour, about 1 hour from now. So look forward to catching up with him. Coming up right after this, the Heritage Foundation unveils a new inflation calculator. So you can go in and find out exactly how the Biden-Harris tester inflation is affecting your pocketbook. That's coming up next. All right, heads up for the ballot initiatives that will be on your ballot this November. Former University of Montana constitutional law professor Rob Nadelson did a full legal analysis of CI 128, the radical abortion initiative that will be on your ballot here in Montana this fall. Sounds like it's about much more than abortion. We've got that full legal analysis now posted. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, public forums will take place in Carbon County. They're listed as well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great to have Parker Shepard with the Heritage Foundation now joining us right here on Montana Talks. As I mentioned, the Heritage Foundation has a inflation calculator. You can use this calculator, as I understand it, as your own personal inflation calculator, which I think is a handy tool, especially since Montana right now is in the middle of the most important United States Senate race in the entire country. And inflation is a major issue. And John Tester, this flip-flop, flat-top, fake, phony moderate, he's not a moderate, he's a far-left wacko, John Tester, is the reason why inflation has skyrocketed in these last 3.5 years. Parker, thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks for having me on.
You know, it's interesting. I've been doing this statewide tour focused on Bidenomics. I've traveled all across the state doing events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana, and we've been talking about inflation. And when I launch into my spiel with folks, you know, I tell them, hey, basically, you got all this massive federal government spending, and then you're paying more for grocery and gas and everything else. And the response I get is, I'm going to use Adam Schiff's name. But basically, people tell me, no Schiff. You know, everybody, for the most part, gets it that massive government spending is the reason we have all this inflation.
Yeah, I think it's really tough because the government can pay for its spending in two different ways. One, if they're going to levy income taxes on you, you know what you're paying in income taxes. Every year you have to file with the IRS, so you know just how much money is going out the door to the federal government. But it can also pay for spending by running a deficit and printing up new money to pay for it, which shows up in prices at the store. And that inflation tax is a lot harder to keep track of, which is why we made our personal inflation calculator at myinflation.com.
Yeah, and Parker is the director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation. So I think the last number I saw was from the Joint Economic Committee, which showed that, you know, in the last 3 years or so, inflation in Montana alone is up 22%. And the biggest spike in that inflation happened after this party line vote on the ARPA bill took place. And John Tester voted for ARPA. It was a party line vote where the Democrats shoved that down our throats. And that's when inflation really started skyrocketing. But a lot of people think that you know, when you tell people that the inflation rate in Montana was 22%, they think that number is very low based off of what they have been seeing personally.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing that's difficult for a lot of people to wrap their heads around with inflation, that there's the rate of change and then there's the total change. So the comparison that I like to make is, like, if your house catches on fire, that's a big problem. Putting out the fire is good, but I wouldn't expect somebody to be happy that the fire is out because your house is still burned down. So, like, people are still reeling from this big cumulative change that is not going to get undone, right? That big burst of inflation was the federal government sneaking into everyone's wallets and extracting the purchasing power that they needed to pay for ARPA, to pay for the subsidies in the Inflation Reduction Act that is not going to do anything to cut down on inflation.
So this personal inflation calculator, tell us how it works and how Montanans can, you know, put this tool to use at their fingertips.
So if you go to myinflation.com, you'll pull up the calculator. You can you get two different versions. There's a standard and a detailed version, just depending on how many fields you want to fill in, how well you know your budget. But you pick your location, so you can pick the U.S. national average. You can pick the West region. You can pick the mountain region if you want to get more specific, because price changes are different in different parts of the country. And then you put in your monthly budget. So what are you spending on groceries? What are you spending on restaurant? What are you spending on your rent or mortgage, electricity, gasoline, car payments? Fill that out. Pick a month that you want to compare, and it will show the increase in the cost of living from the month you pick to the present day. And most people are shocked when they actually see in dollars how many more dollars they have to pay every month just to keep the same standard of living.
Yeah, very interesting. So, yeah, because I've seen some tools and calculators where you can go in and say, okay, I live in, you know, Montana, type in your zip code. Okay, here's what your inflation rate's been. Here's what you in general spent. You know, here's in general what your inflation is going to be. You know, you're spending thousands more on energy, thousands more on groceries. But this sounds like you can go in and say, hey, here's what my actual monthly budget is for groceries and everything else. And it will tell you exactly what for you personally that change is now.
Exactly. It's not even just the zip code. It is the dollar figures that you are using in your budget. And this tool, I really like it because we're not relying on anybody to craft a narrative. We're just making it much easier for you to access data, to make sense of things. We're providing information for all the Montanans out there who are, you know, getting by week to week, trying to figure out how to afford the basic cost of living, and help them understand this is exactly what inflation is costing them. And think about what they can do, sending a message to the government that is using inflation to pay for its excess spending.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, here in Montana, I've mentioned how we have the most important U.S. Senate race in the country. And our listeners saw it, you saw it, when President Trump had the debate with Vice President Kamala Harris. ABC Fake News did their fake, phony fact-checking. And they got their facts wrong when they fact checked Donald Trump, and then they didn't even try to fact check Kamala Harris. We've got a similar game taking place here in Montana right now, where you've got these fake left wing, phony fact checkers that are basically pushing the Democrat Party agenda, but they're pretending to be, you know, objective fact checkers. PolitiFact did a inflation fact check in the Senate race. And you read this thing and you just have to laugh because it is so absurd. In their own article, they report how inflation went up this much between this time, and then it went up this much between this time and that time, and then it went up again, and it went up again, and it continues to go. Inflation has continued to go up for every year for the last 3+ years, right? But in their their conclusion, they claim that that these massive spending bills by the Democrats did not increase inflation. They claimed that inflation lowered after the Inflation Reduction Act, which is not true. They are lying in their fake, phony fact check.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how they got to that claim, but I think that there are a lot of people that see this proliferation of fact checks, of people that are trying to shape the narrative and direct the narrative. And under the guise of being objective, they're actually inserting their own opinions and trying to tell people what to think. And I love the internet, democratizing access to information. That is exactly what we're trying to do here. We're trying to make more information available to Montanans to put information in their hands so they can figure out how it fits with their budget and understand what exactly inflation is doing to them. No spin, no bias. Just pure access to information.
Yeah, well, and I know what they're doing, and I could see right through it and how blatant it was. What they're claiming is that, okay, so, you know, after ARPA, inflation was skyrocketing, 9+% increases. And then, you know, then further down the road, inflation only went up by 4%, or it only went up by this percent or that percent. But again, yeah, inflation massively spiked after ARPA, but inflation also continued to spike after the phony Inflation Reduction Act, but they're claiming that because the rate increase wasn't as big as it was after ARPA, that that somehow the rate went down. It's like, no, the rate went up. We're still saddled with the 9% they delivered with ARPA, and then we got saddled more and more on top of that, collectively 22%+ increase in inflation. So they are lying, they are being deceptive, and these liberal TV stations here in Montana are showing their bias by teaming up with these phony fact-checkers, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Inflation happens when there's too much money chasing too few goods. And so when ARPA passed, you can watch that authorized spending on behalf of the federal government. You can go back and check the data on the Treasury's balances at the Federal Reserve, and you can see it built up a bunch. And then right as those balances start to draw down, right as the Treasury is shipping money out the door, that's when inflation kicks off. However, the government is passing out money. People take, hey, this is new money, and with it they go bid up the cost of goods and services.
And meanwhile,
the federal government's spending too much money.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, they're giving your money to illegal aliens and all of these other countries, and you're paying more in tax for it with your tax dollars, and you're paying for it in the form of higher prices for goods. Great to have you, Parker Shepard from the Heritage Foundation, on the show. That website again for us before we run to the break.
That is myinflation.com. You can go find out your personalized inflation rate when you visit myinflation.com.
All right, perfect. Parker Shepard, thanks for your time. Great to have you on the show.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Hey, thank you. Phone lines are open coming up right after this. If you got something you want to talk about, 294-0970.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, she said day one, we're going to fight inflation and immigration. Day one was January 20th, 2021. What do you mean on day one? And then for 3 years, she lied about inflation, that it was transitory, lied about immigration, said it was the border was secure, and said, well, we haven't been to the border, called out by Lester Holt. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. She's now on record saying she will raise the corporate taxes, small business taxes, put in a wealth tax and a state tax, capital gains taxes, unprecedented rates that'll destroy investment in this country, even Mark Cuban recognizes that, unrealized capital gains. That would be a depression for this country.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, firearms, they're a great protection. But as a gun owner, you got to consider firearms as a last resort. You really want to pull the trigger and then deal with the financial, mental repercussions? The answer has to be no. You need to start with the less lethal option. That's Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, the Byrna less lethal pistol launcher was designed by gun owners because Byrna wants to save lives while also creating a product that confidently protects those concerned with personal safety. Now, the Byrna pistol launcher is equipped with powerful deterrents, tear gas, kinetic rounds, and it has a 50 to 60 foot range. It's amazing. And the Byrna launcher can incapacitate an attacker for 30 to 40 minutes. Now, the Byrna launcher is legal in all 50 states. There's no background check needed. There's no permit needed. And they'll ship it directly to your door. Now, don't start with deadly force. Start with less lethal force. Go to byrna.com/Hannity. 10% off any purchase. That's byrna.com/Hannity and make the smart choice for your family's safety today.
406-201-6263.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I've got a whole list of topics that I want to talk about in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. I say I want to talk about because, man, as you know, we quickly run out of time. We start taking phone calls, and maybe I get to one, two, or three things that I want to talk about, but we want to get to what hearing about what you want to talk about. That's why we take your phone calls. So that's what we'll be doing coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Then, later in the 9 o'clock hour, Governor Greg Gianforte will be with us in the second half of the show. What do you think we should talk to Governor Gianforte about? What do you think we should ask the governor about? Send us a message on the Montana Talks app. And then if we have time, we'll take your phone calls with the governor as well. He always enjoys taking your phone calls, so always a good time. Let's go to Caleb in Billings. Caleb, what's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron, I just wanted to kind of tell you what happened to me this Sunday. I live in Billings, and I had a young lady come knock on my door telling me to vote for John Tester and a bunch of liberal judges and some liberal school district people. And I asked her, you know, how long has she been in Montana? She said only like 6 months, but she was going to vote for all these things. And I asked her, well, who do you work for? And she says, I work for AmeriCorps. And I'm from California, and they're bringing up a bunch of us out of California so we can vote for all these liberals and all these Democrats in Montana. And it freaked me out, Aaron, because us Montanans better wake up, and we need to get out there as Republicans, and we need to vote and to preserve a Montana, because the Democrats are playing a dirty game where they're actually bringing in people from other states to vote in our state. Liberal Democrats.
Forget other states.
They're wanting to take over.
Forget other states. They're bringing in people from other countries, and they want them to vote in our elections, right? Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough what you just mentioned, let alone other countries, non-citizens, that they want to vote in our elections.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we realize, as Montanans, how dirty these Democrats are and what they're doing to take over in our state. And this is critical right now. We need to get Tester out of there. And I'm telling you, they're bringing in tons of people to vote Democratic, and I don't know what to do. We got to step up.
Yeah, no, that's right. We got to step up. We got to do as much as we can on the get out the vote effort side of the House, because that's what it's going to come down to, is a ground game.
Aaron, the other thing I wanted to mention, that all of this is spiritual. Like, this is all spiritual warfare. What's happening with Trump, what's happening with our country, and we need to get down on our knees. We need to turn back to Jesus. And we need to ask for help, because Jesus is the only one who's going to get us out of this.
Amen, brother. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. No, I do think that we truly now... You know, the political debates of 20, 30 years ago were, well, I want to do this with tax policy. Well, I want the tax code to be blank, blank, 0.6%. Well, I want the tax policy to be blah, blah, blah percent. This is truly a battle right now between good and evil. Whether you're a person of faith or not, I think we can all say an amen to that one, because when you look at what they are trying to do to destroy this country, they've got us on the brink of World War III. They want to transform our great republic into something else. They want to chop body parts off of kids in the name of this cultural Marxist agenda. They want men in girls' locker rooms. John Tester voted for that, by the way. This is a battle between good and evil. And truly, their policies are the threat to this country. And Donald Trump is a threat to their policies, which is why they keep calling him the threat. Let's see. Tom in Bozeman. Let's see. We got like 20, 30 seconds to go. Tom, finish up the hour for us.
Yeah, Aaron, that guy was right on with his comment. Because of problems in our law with the definition of resident or domiciliary, that sloppiness goes back to the Constitutional Convention in the 70s. Anyone can come in the state after 30 days, go to vote in the election.
It's harder to get a hunting license than it is to vote, right? And yet your vote could impact hunting and so much more. Tom, thanks for the call. Open phones coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Hopefully we'll hear from our Seeley Swan and our Lolo friends, too.